Hello and welcome to Bunkum. It's me, your internet favorite Dan Grubb, and I am so excited to continue the story of the Redressers with you in the new weekly Bunkum. I can't believe I finally got it back to weekly. I'm excited and I'm really enjoying this story, and I have a lot of fun ideas ahead. Just in case you missed last week, or in case you forgot, the last episode, we met Mia Ortiz as she joined the Redressers, a secret team of superheroes, and frankly, that was about it. When you start a new story with new characters, there's a lot of table setting. We're going to do a little bit of that today, but also, I think we're going to cue up the actual plot of the entire story, or just the first arc, or I don't know, we'll see. Maybe I'll do an arc of Redressers, and then some regular episodes, and then another arc. I don't know. I can do whatever I want. It's a podcast. You're not the boss of me. But before we get to that, I want to quickly say that this episode of Bunkum is brought to you by the good folks at the 1928 Summer Olympics. Lasting from July 28th to August 12th, the 1928 Summer Olympics were not only the first games to include the lighting of the torch, but also featured the first medals won by an Asian nation, the first corporate sponsorship, and the invention of the sign for parking spaces. That is a fact. The Netherlands took gold in the sign inventing event for the parking space sign, followed by Australia, Austria, Belgium, Czechoslovakia, Denmark, Estonia, France, Germany, Great Britain, Greece, Hungary, Ireland, Italy, Latvia, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malta, Monaco, Poland, Portugal, Romania, Spain, Switzerland, Turkey, the United States, and Yugoslavia, who all tied for second place with their signs displaying various xenophobic, racist, and/or anti-Semitic messages. The 1928 Summer Olympics offer the dynamic marketing strength that your company needs. The host city of Amsterdam, for instance, annihilated the up-and-coming powerhouse of Los Angeles in its bid for hosting rights through an online viral marketing campaign that predated the next viral marketing by a full 70 years. This healthy competition inspired LA to get its revenge by stealing 1928 double gold medalist swimmer Johnny Weissmuller to star in several Tarzan films. Subscribe to the 1928 Summer Olympics today and take your company into the future of 90 years ago. And be sure to use the promo code BUNKUM for 20% off all leopard print strongman unitards and old-timey bathing suits. It's Bunkum. Mia's eyes widened as she stared at her new teammates. Mia Ortiz, Dwayne announced, welcome to the Redressers. Mia responded as anyone would in her situation. Is that Frankenstein? The being composed of slightly decomposed body parts stood up.
That's correct.
Oh, sorry. Should I have said Frankenstein's monster? Well, being called a monster can't be nice.
No, you were correct the first time. I am Victor Frankenstein. My original body died in the Arctic, and my creature killed himself soon afterwards. But I left instructions with my assistant for placing my brain into another body assembled through, well, para-ethical methods. One thunderstorm later, I was off the table and continuing my biological research.
Wow! Mia exclaimed. That's amazing! So, are you all literary characters, or are some of you nonfiction? A woman stood up and raised her scepter. She wore a robe that covered her like a cloak made of mystery, but somehow exposed 90% of her breasts.
I am Azrella, sorceress of the dark arts. My soul is tied to a demon who grants me limitless power, but I can only use it once a day. I have worked with this team for...
Excuse me, I feel like you're staring at my chest. Oh, Oh, I'm sorry. It's just weird that everything else is covered except your,
I know, it's ridiculous. But the demon I draw my power from is, well, let's say he's from another time.
Oh, right, biblical times, yeah.
No, like 1991. It could be worse. He could have dressed me in just a few straps.
Tell me about it. Isn't it crazy that full nudity in today's mature comics comes across as less pervy and gross than early 90s comic women who are at least covered enough for a PG-13 movie?
It's all in the depiction. The gatekeepers who kept female writers and artists out of comics for so long are finally going away. So now we're seeing women depict female characters as fully developed people instead of simply boobs in spandex.
Oh, I know. It's so refreshing to feel like I can see myself in a comic.
Hopefully, the wave of inclusion will soon fulfill its promise, and people of all types will feel welcome and represented in all kinds of media. Even podcasts soon won't be a bunch of straight cis white men.
Huh. Dwayne interjected. While I appreciate that we're all learning today, I feel like we should move on. Mia and Azrella rolled their eyes at each other. Who'd like to go next? A blue, hairless person with no pupils, no clothes, and apparently no gender, stood up.
I shall volunteer. I am Dorazan, this sector's iteration of the galactic consciousness known as Dorazan. I protect this solar system's life forms from cosmic threats with my invulnerability, control over my body's density, and sweet finger lasers. Pew, pew.
Wow! That's incredible! So, wait, do we get a lot of cosmic threats?
I suppose so, relatively speaking, especially considering the primitive nature of life on this planet. Few of you seem to understand the infinite vastness of reality and your insignificance within it. It's enough to make one reconsider protecting lives that are wasted so frivolously.
You must be great at parties.
Of all activities, parties are one of the least practical.
You know, for some big deal space god, you're not quick on sarcasm.
Sarcasm is a hindrance to communication and should be avoided.
Dwayne stepped in. He's like this a lot. Traversing the galaxy kind of wrecks your perspective. In the, bathing suit area? Ah, the Dorazan don't have sexes. They're kind of like if you stored the universe's power into some mannequins. No organs, no names, they barely have individuality. Are you okay?
I'm fine. My counterpart in Sector 9561 is being tickled.
The only one left was a monkey in a little robe. Oh, and I suppose this is the team mascot. Sun Wukong isn't our mascot, Dwayne said. He's the most eminent member of our team. He's the ancient Chinese monkey king who traveled west to retrieve Buddhist sutras with a famous monk. Yes, I'm getting to that. He's immensely strong and can go halfway around the world in a single somersault. He can clone himself with a single hair, command the elements, and protect people against demons. He wouldn't interfere with Azrael's demon, naturally. Naturally, Mia replied. So, wait, with a monkey god, a cosmic defender, a sorceress who can do anything, and the brains and brawn of Frankenstein, what do you need with an engineer? Can't you just smash and zap just about any threat you come across?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Don't listen to them, Dwayne said. You fill a very important role. Besides being presumably able to make any necessary repairs to the redress jet, as the token mortal, you can remind us that human life is frail and needs protecting. Oh, goody. That'll look great on my resume. You can also get kidnapped by villains if we're ever low on missions. Is it too late to quit? Yes. Fine. Well, I guess if I'm going to work with a team of heroes, I should know any backstory. Do Do you guys have any personal baggage?
I used to date him.
I used to date them.
I died 4 times. No, wait, 5.
I was evil for a few weeks.
Oh, right, I was evil once too, but I was being controlled by a wicked psychic, so it doesn't count. I come from an alternate universe where we don't have nachos. It doesn't come up much, but when we had a team fun day at a baseball game, boy did I make a scene. Ha ha.
Dwayne looked down in shame. Yeah, that was a dark period. But we've moved on from that, and I think we're stronger for it. Well, right. Except for Mike. Who's Mike? Mia asked. A former teammate that we lost.
He was our last engineer.
Shh! Mia looked in vain for a jetpack or a parachute or some other means of getting the hell out of that plane immediately. Not seeing anything, she resigned herself to her fate and asked the logical, if regrettable, question. Well, Dwayne, what's the mission?
I'll be happy to tell you next episode.
But now, it's time for the credits.
Aw, Big Frankenstein, he was dope in the lab. Died in the arc, but his body was nabbed. Got a new body made of dead dude's parts. Now he's a redresser and a doc of dark arts. Dorazan and Azrella, a powerful pair. One is from space and don't have any hair. The other's got a demon that'll do what she wants. Together they kick butt on all of their jaunts. Next up is Sun Wukong, the Monkey King. He can fight, he can clone, he can do anything. Mia is the STEM queen, the top engineer. She's integral to the team, though she just got here. They're redressers and they're saving the world from all kinds of baddies, whether urban or rural. So tune in every week if you like this crap. This has been Bunkum, and that's a wrap. ¶¶